As college students and recent graduates enter the internship and job season, this exciting time for some is draining for others.
Why are recent college graduates having so much challenge in the marketplace? And that's because a lot of employers want experience first.
How to cope with the stress of this season, and what better ways you can further set yourself up for success. It is Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Caitlin Schiffer, and you're listening to The Point on WUFT News. In today's job market, getting an internship or job out of college has been compared to winning a raffle or even the lottery. So how can we increase our chances for success against these odds? I spoke with Andy Thomas, career coach with Andy Thomas Careers Now, on what specifically young Americans can do in order to turn this tumultuous experience into triumph.
Especially for college students who are delving deep into the internship season and job season, this is a very stressful and taxing time, as I've seen amongst my peers and myself. There are problems of comparing yourself to others or feeling inadequate, self-doubt and criticism, and increased levels of stress and anxiety from not getting an internship or the worry of not potentially getting one. So, with all of these strong emotions, how do you advise your clients to cope in a time of such stress and sadness, really?
You have to know who you are as much as possible. You have to know your brand and what you offer. Even as an intern, what is it that's going to have you stand out to an XYZ company to make them want to pay money to bring you in as an intern? It's still getting hired. People want to make internships so different, and it's still getting hired. You're getting hired as a temporary employee, yes. You're getting hired as an intern, yes. But it's still the same grueling, difficult, challenging process that you just alluded to. So I think the first thing in terms of battling the fears that you're talking about is knowing yourself and working with somebody like myself to understand what you bring of value and how to present yourself so that when you're asked a question of, well, what do you do very well? Or, you know, why are you interested in my company? Or why should I hire you? That it's not a fumbled answer. It's one with a great sense of confidence. The most confident people, if you think about it, of any age for that matter, college, younger or older, are people that have a good sense of their value. And so I think getting in touch with that value, even though you're still learning, even though you're still trying to figure out what career path to do in life. And by the way, I'm a huge proponent of internships. Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how many people that I work with that didn't start on internships early in their career. Freshmen ought to be doing internships. Sophomores ought to be doing internships, paid or unpaid. I mean, you all get such a benefit out of that process. It's unreal, the number of hiring opportunities that occur because of internship.
And as having an internship is being so enforced and it's so many students do strive for one, it's reported specifically by a study by Gallup that getting an internship is the primary barrier. And now another study actually reported by Intelligent revealed that 38% of employers avoid hiring recent college graduates. So with the possibility of not even getting an internship and then being a college graduate and employers not even wanting to hire you, what are the next steps in this process?
Well, and you really are almost asking a couple of questions. One is, why are recent college graduates having so much challenge in the marketplace? And that's because a lot of employers want experience first and degree second. But where have you been? What have you done? What have you accomplished in an actual corporate setting? But the answer to that is part of what you just brought up. Internships give you valuable experience in a corporate setting. So the basics that you're searching for is you still have to have a good resume. You still have to have a predominant LinkedIn profile. It needs to be properly set up. It needs to have a good photograph. It needs to have everything you've ever done of any merit. And I know I sound like a broken record here, but it's understanding the value of even classes that you've taken, courses that, you know, you've purpose, like let's say you want a marketing internship. Are you actually on the track for a marketing degree? I certainly hope so. What interesting projects have you done in a classroom setting revolving Coca-Cola or instituting a new product in the marketplace from an SEO standpoint, SEM standpoint, you know, building a new website, graphic work that you've done or not done, things like that can propel you into an internship, even if it's a class project. So it's how that's noted on LinkedIn. It's how that's noted in your resume. And you're going to get more confidence because of all of those tools and ingredients being put properly in place when you start knocking on the door of companies. The other answer to your question is don't wait till the last minute. I can't tell you how many people I work with that, you know, they're wanting to get an internship and it's a few months away. This is something you need to be working on way ahead of time.
Going off of that, with it being extremely difficult to even find a job in today's market, and with the difficulty of possibly not getting an internship or not even getting a job right when you finish college, how can college graduates gain work experience during that time of preparing for the real world?
Well, obviously what you're already describing is the best way to get a paid internship or to get jobs that matter. For instance, let's say you want to get, and I keep coming back to marketing because a lot of college students are in a marketing program and they're interested in marketing internships. So a specific answer in that world would be learning InDesign, learning to do graphic work, learning to do content writing, doing social media management for maybe a friend's company or a parent's company or a friend of the parent's company, where maybe you don't get paid a lot, but you're actually designing content on a brand new website that you can actually point to and say, I wrote that content. And building a portfolio of either photographs that you've taken, video work that you've edited, graphic work that you've done, content that you've created in that specific, you know, arena would be a specific example. There are many professions that benefit from sales jobs, at least having some understanding of the sales process. And I don't mean necessarily, you know, I'm not talking door-to-door or retail, but business-to-business sales. So it depends on what you're going after. But that's what I do as a career coach, is I lay a map so that you know exactly what to be doing while you're in school, even before you're starting school, and as you're coming out of school, to make sure that you get hired.
That was Andy Thomas, career coach with Andy Thomas Careers Now, on how college students and recent college graduates can better navigate themselves through the difficulties of today's job market. And now for today's top headlines from around the state. A new Florida college survey asks students, does a vote for Trump or Biden end a friendship? WUFT reports, the anonymous involuntary annual survey, which is loaded with ideological, political, and free speech questions, was distributed by email and text to public higher ed students and was to be completed by Friday. However, some students and faculty members expressed skepticism about the survey's content, methodology, and security. Additional questions that have been added to the survey include whether a student has been socially excluded, harassed, or threatened for sharing political views, as well as if they've witnessed students with either liberal or conservative views receive uncivil treatment. Community members share their voice against P.K. Young's selective admission idea. Main Street Daily reports, at the school's advisory council meeting on Tuesday, parents were seen crying at the end of the meeting as they voiced their disturbance at the idea that the admission to P.K. Young High School is switching its admissions from public to selective admission. The high school is ranked number 38 in Florida out of 1,130 schools, placing it in the 97th percentile. The goal of this change is in the tension with UF's goal of being the best. UF President Ben Sasse voiced his approval for the proposal and emphasized that there would be no change in the K-8 admissions. Governor Ron DeSantis signs bills that change book review and charter school laws. News Service of Florida reports, HB 1285 includes making changes designed to ease the process of charter schools taking over operation at traditional public schools that lag in performance. In regards to the measure that deals with books, the bill will require any resident of the county who is not a parent or guardian of the student with access to school district materials may not object to more than one material per month. This comes after more than half of 1,218 book objections during the 2022-2023 school year occurred in two counties. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view our most recent issues. I'm Caitlin Schiffer, and you're listening to The Point out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Wednesday.